Well, there's no doubt that 2020 has been a huge news year so far. The bushfires and a pandemic running in parallel to huge political upheavals from Hong Kong to the Black Lives Matter movement. It is a lot to take in. So what do we know about how children and teenagers have been consuming this avalanche of news and what sources have they turned to? Rachel Mealy has been looking at some research on those very questions.
For young people, consuming news is primarily a social experience. They're getting news from social media platforms or talking about it with friends and family.
Hi, my name's Jasmine, and I probably get most of news from social media like TikTok and Instagram, and as well as a lot of petitions. And we usually have a lot of conversations about it in class or with friends and stuff, so yeah.
And do you think that TikTok and Instagram, do you rely on that news? You think it's pretty accurate?
I feel like it's hard to find news that isn't biased. So, yeah, it's hard. I guess you got to look at a lot of different viewpoints on there as well.
16-year-old Jasmine was out shopping with her mum and her little sister at Sunshine Beach in Queensland. It seems she's not alone in how she seeks out the news. The study was done by the Institute for Culture and Society at the University of Western Sydney and the Digital Media Research Centre at QUT. Lead researcher Tanya Notley says the team surveyed more than 1,000 children and teenagers during February and March.
Well, we found that young people are getting a lot of news from a lot of different sources. So we found that 88% had consumed news from at least one source the day before the survey. But we found that the top source is actually their family. Young people are getting news filtered to them from their family. And for children, 8 to 12-year-olds, that's their preferred way of getting news.
She says compared to previous survey results, there'd been a big jump in the use of social media to consume the news. But just what young people define as news is another question.
Whether they mean they're getting headlines and clicking through to news stories, or they're hearing about news because people are talking about it. So I think both things are going on, and I think that varies from medium to medium. So I think with Instagram, we saw a huge increase in young people saying they're getting their news from Instagram. I think what happens then is they might be seeing headlines and an image and then somebody talking about it. They're definitely not clicking through to the original source.
My name is Michael. I'm 12 years old, and I'm I only get my news from my parents telling us and from the on the radio on the way to school.
And do you have a mobile phone and do you get your news there?
Not often, sometimes, but yes.
Do you have TikTok?
I do not.
So when you get it from your mobile phone, what are you looking at?
Instagram.
And what does the news look like on Instagram?
Well, it's just people posting about it and sometimes making jokes about it and stuff.
And do you think it's reliable, you know, accurate information that people are putting up there?
Some of it isn't at all, but some of it kind of is.
Tanya Notley says there's not a lot of understanding amongst young people about why the original source of information for news is important.
I think it's a growing trend, and I think that, you know, what we see in this study really replicates what we're seeing in countries like the US and the UK, where young people are actually getting news from social media a lot more than they are in Australia. So I think the reality is when news is more socially mediated, as it is becoming, that young people's expectations and experiences change, and it might be that they don't prioritise objectivity or impartiality in the same way as those of us who've grown up on traditional media and know that, you know, they're cornerstones of traditional media.
She says news organisations in Australia need to learn how to attract young people to their sites because there's no evidence that their news habits and appetites will change over time.
What we have found is that young people have very little trust in news media organisations. They think that news media, two-thirds said that news media organisations have no idea what their lives are like. They perceive lots of bias in news media organisations. So I think it's absolutely critical that traditional news media organisations realise these developments and start working out how they build relationships in new environments with young people.
Tanya Notley is a senior lecturer in digital media from the Western Sydney University.